Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a city called Mathura. Mathura was the capital of the Yadavas, the Yadava kings. And this is in India, of course, in the continent of Asia on the planet Earth. This is the time when it was good times, when Ugrasena was still the king. And you know about Vasudev, right? Devaki's husband. So Vasudev has a sister. Her name is Kunti, right? And Kunti, around that time, was in her teens. And she was well-learned, and she had a lot of curiosity for knowledge. And she heard about people doing penances, and she did that too. And lo and behold, she was blessed with a boon. It was a very different kind of boon. According to that boon, she could give birth to a kid, a child, whenever she wanted. And not just any kid, right? The kid would have the powers of the gods. So, for example, if she prayed to the sun god, she would get a kid with the sun powers. If she prayed to Agni or Vayu, it would be like that. They would get those powers. Now, Kunti was still very young. And while she prayed really for a long time and got the boon, she was also very curious. You know, she thought, is this really true or is it a joke? Right? And she was still young. She was not married. She thought, why not just try? So one day she prayed to the sun god, because she came out into the balcony and she saw the sun god, and she prayed, and lo and behold, truly the boon did come true, and she suddenly found a beautiful young baby right there. The baby was smiling, and the baby was also shining because it had beautiful gold earrings, also known as kundalas, and had a shining armor, a golden armor on its chest, almost like a jacket made of gold and known as the kavach. But Kunti, you know, normally when a parent sees the kid, right, a baby especially, they're thrilled. But Kunti got scared. She was still very young. She didn't know how to take care of a baby, and she didn't know what to do, and she was not married. So it was not at all common then to have a kid without getting married. And she panicked, and she called her maids, and she said, please, I cannot have this baby now. It's a strange time for me to have this baby, because she was about to be married to King Pandu, the king of Hastinapur. And she said, if they all find out, if there'll be people will talk about me, and plus I don't know how to take care of a baby. And in her panic, she made a terrible decision, right? No parent would do such a thing, you know, it's unless they are in a really bad situation, and they will regret for the rest of their life. And that happens with Kunti, you will find out later. She told the maids to take the baby away. So the poor baby, for no fault of its, right, was taken away and kept and abandoned, really, you know, left in a forest. And the maids walked away. Now, around this time, a charioteer, his name was Adhiratha, was going through those forests. And he was surprised. He heard a baby, you know, kind of baby cooing, really, crying a little bit. And he thought, what? In this forest? And he went there and he saw, oh my God, this looks like a baby from some royal family. He called for someone, some help, but nobody came. He thought maybe they were nearby, the parents were nearby or the maids were nearby, but nobody came. And then he thought, I cannot leave this baby here in the forest. And it so happened that Adhiratha and his wife Radha, they didn't have any kids, and they had longed for a kid. For many, many years, they were wanting a baby. And he said, well, nobody is here. I cannot just leave the baby. Why not I take care of this baby? And if somebody comes, surely it'll be hard, but we'll have to hand over the kid to them. But till then, let me take it. So he picked up the baby and brought it home and explained the whole thing to Radha. They were thrilled. They were their joy knew no bounds because this baby arrived in their house. And they named the baby Karna. Now, Karna turned out to be a very gentle, kind person, brave at the same time and intelligent. He was very respectful to his parents. Of course, he never knew all this, right? I mean, he was still young and he had no idea about it. So he grew up in the house of Adhirata and Radha. That's why you would hear that Karna is sometimes called Radhe, the son of Radha. And he loved his parents. And his dad, because he was a charioteer, taught him many tricks about riding the horse, taking care of the chariots and all that. But Karna's first interest was always archery. He always picked up the bow. And he was awesome in that as well. And pretty soon, you know, although Adhirata tried many teachers for him, they all would say, well, he's going too fast for his grade. We've taught everything we know. He needs to go find a teacher worthy of his skill. So remember in the Ekalavya story how it happens, right? Just like that, they say you have to go find. And so they inquire everywhere and people say, there is a person. He is not an ordinary teacher. Okay? He has learned from Lord Shiva himself. His name is Purushuram. Karna should go to him. He is a warrior. He knows a lot about warrior skills and he will make him a great warrior. So Karna arrives, he travels, he says goodbye to his parents, hoping to be in Purushuram's Gurukul, and arrives at Purushuram's Gurukul. When Purushuram looks at him, immediately the first thing that strikes him is what? Is Karna is wearing these beautiful gold earrings, and he is also wearing this armor, you know, the kavach or the like a jacket, right? It's made of gold. And he says, are you a prince? That's the first question he asks. Karna says, oh no, I am Adhirata's and Radhe's son. My father, he is a charioteer, and my mom, she is a stay-at-home mom. She takes care of our house. Oh, then it's okay, says Purushuram. Because Purushuram, you remember from the Kartavirarjuna story, he has taken a vow that he is never going to teach any prince. Nobody from the royal family is welcome in his Gurukul, no matter who the king is. And of course, Purushuram is super impressed with his archery skills and says, oh, I would love to train you, Karna. Come, from today, you're going to be my student. And what a beautiful experience that was for both Karna and Purushuram. See, teachers want worthy students. They want students who have a hunger for learning, who challenge the teacher, right? They should always be asking questions, and the teacher must be like, that's a great question. Oh, I love the way you're thinking. That's what the teacher should be. And the student too. For the student, it should be like, how should it be? It should be like, wow, I didn't know that. Thank you for teaching. It should be. And that's how it was. Karna and Purushuram were made for each other as a teacher and a student. And soon, Purushuram, now there were other students, no doubt, but Karna stood out and Purushuram took a lot of interest. He kept teaching. First, he taught him about Pashupatastra, you know, which is what he had learned from Shiva, you know, and he taught him lots of different astras. And almost near the end of the training, Purushuram thought long and hard. By now, Karna was almost 18, nearing 20, and he thought, should I teach him Brahmastra or not? Because you know about Brahmastra. It's the ultimate weapon with which the entire universe can be destroyed. And he decided, yes, if there is a person who should know, it's Karna. And so, he taught Karna the Brahmastra. And after that, Purushuram said, oh Karna, you are been such a good student. Even I, Purushuram, I have exhausted teaching everything to you. Your education is complete now. You can continue to learn, but you don't need to be in a Gurukul now. It's time for you to go find a job or do what you want now, right? And it was decided that Karna would leave the Gurukul soon. But before you leave, Purushuram said, let us spend a day relaxed. I've been pretty harsh on you, making you do all kinds of assignments, all of that. Let's have a good relaxing day. Who knows when we will meet again, right? And so let's do that. And Karna loved, look forward to that. And they decided to go for it. Both of them enjoyed taking long walks, going for hikes in the forest, climbing mountains, right? And so they decided
picnics.
Yeah, they planned a full day outing, hiking in the beautiful weather. So they set out in the early morning with the early morning sunrise and gentle breeze going by. Walked for several miles, talking about lots of interesting things. And Purushiram was telling him about how he asked, finally Karna got the courage to ask him, why not a prince, he asked. And then Purushiram told him everything that had happened. He said, I do not like the arrogance of the royal people. And that's why I asked you that question. So they talked for many miles as they walked. Finally, they came by a beautiful river bank where, you know, it was very peaceful. And they had their lunch, you know, and Purushiram, had the habit of taking a nap in the afternoon, a short nap. And he said, wow, I would like to relax before we head back. He said, great. And Karna said, why don't you just lie down for some time? I'll make sure, this is a forest after all, I'll make sure nothing, you know, no wild animal comes. Great. And then if you want, you can lie down on my leg, like almost like a pillow, right? And so Purushiram did that, and soon he was fast asleep. Karna was thinking of his plans. From tomorrow, life will be different for me. First, I have to go meet my parents, and then I need to figure out what to do. But I love to learn warrior skills. I love to be a soldier. I don't know what my parents will say about it. He was thinking all these things. And at that time, there came a scorpion creeping towards them. Karna was watching and he was saying, I hope it doesn't come near us. My guru, my teacher is sleeping. I don't want his sleep to be disturbed. But well, the scorpion had its own plans. Slowly it climbed up Karna's legs, right? And Purushiram was sleeping on one of Karna's thighs, right? And it climbed up. And finally, when it came right by the Karna's thigh, it started stinging him with its clipper stings, you know. But Karna, it was very painful. It was not an ordinary one. It was one of those deadly ones with, like, it's so painful, even a little poisonous. And Karna kept his sat still. He didn't want to move. He really, any other person would have just cried loud and pulled it away, right? But he let it sting him. And Karna took the pain. And as it stung deeper and deeper, blood started coming out. And slowly blood oozed out and started falling on Purushiram's cheek because he was lying there, right there. Purushiram suddenly, what is this cold thing? He got up and what does he see? Entire Karna's thigh is bloody and the scorpion is still stinging. Immediately, Purushiram took his dagger out and pulled that scorpion out of it, along with it some skin, because scorpion, when it stings, right, it leaves the poison. He didn't want the poison to go in. In one quick move, he cut that off, that part, a small part of it on the skin, and pulled that scorpion away. And Karna, what's going on? He said, that's a deadly scorpion. Why were you sitting still? And Karna said, well, he didn't know what to say. Now he could really feel the pain. Till now he had managed it. I didn't want to wake you up, he said. Purushiram now closed his eyes for a second and immediately he could see that he is Kunti's son. You lied to me, Karna, he said. You are a son of a princess. You never told me that. And Karna was confused. No. My mom is Radhe. What are you talking, he said. But Purushiram, you know about his short temper from other stories. But before he could think and completely see the whole picture, he had started his curse. Karna, because of your lie, I told you I was not going to teach anybody from the royal family. Because of your lie, I curse you that the Brahmastra I taught you yesterday, the most important one, you're going to forget it when you need it the most. And Karna said, no, please,
please try to understand. I don't know anything. My parents, I've only seen them all along. I have no idea what you're saying. Which princess? I don't know. But Parshuram walked away from there. And later that evening, Parshuram realized what had happened, the whole thing. But it was too late to take the curse back. He still wished Karna good luck. And he didn't want to tell him all about it. You know, it's a delicate matter, right? Because Karna, he said, Karna, you should go talk to your parents when you go home. That's all he said. Now, Karna was utterly confused. What is this royal family princess thing? What is Parshuram talking about? He was thinking. And he said, okay, let me first go to my... So he went home and his parents were thrilled to see him. And Karna had only one first question for them. Am I really your son? He asked them. And this broke their heart. What are you talking, Karna? Of course you are. He said, tell me the truth. What happened? He said, and Adhiratha realized, you are old now. You can understand these matters well. We will tell you everything that happened. We have no intention to hide from you. Of course you are son. We love you. But you are really not born to us. You were born to someone we don't know, some royal family, and we found you, and they told me. But Karna was very moved when he heard it, right? He said, thank you for sharing this. But remember one thing, you will always be my parents, right? And Karna was also angry. Who were those people who left me like that? What if something had happened to me? Did they not feel any emotion? Of course, he didn't know anything about Kunti or anything, right? He's thinking all that in my mind. He's got a heavy mind. Now I understand what happened. And he said, well, anyway, it's time for me to move on. And so, he started exploring what to do next. And he was spending still time with his parents. And Adhiratha told him, his father told him, that there was going to be a competition, right? And big event, not so much a competition, but an event where they would show off all the princes of Hastinapur, the royal kings, not soon to be, you know, the prince really, that is basically the Pandavas and the Kauravas. They were all going to show their skills. There would be archery, there would be mace firing, wrestling, all kinds of things. You can come with me, Karna, if you want, said Adhiratha. And Karna thought, why not? You know, I'm anyway taking a break and I love these things. So he went and went to that event. So he traveled to Hastinapur. Well, it's not far from Hastinapur where they lived. So he went there. And what an event it was. The 100 Kauravas, the 5 Pandavas, and Dushala, of course, 101 Kauravas, I should say. They were all there dressed in fine clothing, the royal clothings, right? And it was a big day for them. It was kind of their graduation, really. Dronacharya was there, Kripacharya was there, Bhishmacharya, of course, Dhritarashtra, everyone was there. And remember, this by now, there is no Pandu, right? Because only after he died, Dhritarashtra became the king. And so many people had arrived there. And so they started. And first it was wrestling, Bhim and was there, Duryodhan was there, Balram was watching. Of course, Krishna was there. Right, and watching everything, and one by one all of these events happened, and then the piece de resistance, the archery event, and there Dronacharya was very proud to kind of introduce Arjun, and he told, I present to you the world's finest archer, Arjuna. And Arjuna showed off his skills, and then when he ended he said, I challenge anyone, anywhere in the world, you know, if they think they are a better archer, come forward, he said. At this time, the crowd was silent and Karna got up and people were like, what? Some commoner? Look at his clothes. Why is he standing up? And he said, I would like to try because I think I can do everything that Arjuna did. Oh, suddenly there's a lot of murmur and Drona is looking at him and thinking, And Drona said, well, let's see what you got, right? First, you need to do what he has already done, and then we can see if you can do something else. And as Karna picked up the bow and as the way he was doing it, Drona was already feeling a little jittery. And the very first thing, you know, the first thing he had to do was blindfolded, you know, hit the arrow to an apple on the tree, something like that. When he did it easily, Drona got a little worried. And everyone was like, wow, could he really be better? Who is this guy? We don't know. And Drona stopped him. He said, young man, first make your introduction. And Karna announced himself. My name is Karna. I am the son of Adhirata and Radhe. And, said Drona, what do you mean and? And said, well, which royal family are you from? Are you a prince of which kingdom? He said, oh, I am no prince. I'm a commoner. I am a charioteer's son. He said, ha ha ha. This time everyone, the Kaurava started laughing. And Drona said, oh, I'm sorry, young man. In that case, you cannot continue. Because this is only for the royal family. Almost the same thing he had told Ekalavya, right? Because again, what was Drona doing? He was making sure that Arjuna would be the winner. And this was very sad for Karna because, you know, even though he was good and he was better, you know, he couldn't really show that he is better than Arjuna. But who came forward at this time? Duryodhan. Because he would do anything to see Arjuna fail. Wait a minute, Dronacharya. I, Duryodhan, the prince of Hastinapur, I declare immediately that Karna is going to be the king of Angadesh, you know, which was a small kingdom that Duryodhan had and something he had won in a battle himself, right? You remember like how the princes used to fight battles after their education, right? And he had won and he said, it's mine. I can give it to anyone I want. I give it to him. I name him. Go ahead now. He is going to be called Angaraj Karna from now onwards. Now, Karna was very moved. Nobody came to help him. But this man, whoever he is, the Kaurava prince he is, he went and said, thank you, Duryodhan. I will forever be grateful to you. But Drona said, no. It doesn't work like that. You can't just name kings and then let them participate. That's not how it works. This competition is over now. Maybe next time he can do it. And so the crowd dispersed. But what started that day, Duryodhan coming forward to help Karna and Karna thanking him, continued for the rest of their lives. They became best friends. In fact, you know about Krishna Sudama, but Karna and Duryodhan are also known for their friendship because Karna has always stayed loyal to him, right? Even after knowing much later that his own brothers were the Pandavas, even then he fought on the side of Duryodhan. And with that, we come to the end of part one of Karna's story.
The end. Thank you for listening to this podcast.